You want to live a life on fire and on mission. You want to be filled with such conviction and drive that you stop caring about what anyone thinks. You want to face each day alive, authentic, and fully present in every moment. With your wife, with your kids, on the street, at work. You want to bring yourself to the table and to stop bringing the watered-down, nice, what-everyone-wants version of you. You want that self to be a man who is burning in passion for Jesus, unafraid to bring his kingdom to anyone in your path, no matter what it costs you. You want to love the one in front of you without fear, without needing love back, and without reserve. You want to husband well. You want to father well. You want to shepherd your life well. You want to be a safe pillar for anybody around you. You want to experience God for real, to not just believe, but to know that he's got you and that he'll show up on your behalf, that he'll show up through you. You want to get to the end of your race and say, yep, I gave it everything. Jesus, you know I'm all in. And you want to know just how to get there. Welcome to Man Warrior King. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. Congratulations. You're among the violent taking the kingdom by force. You're among the chosen answering the call to rise above yourself. You're in the forge being stripped down and strengthened, and you will rise stronger, solid, unshakable. You are a man. You're a warrior. You are a king.
Good morning. This is Matt Halleck coming at you with another episode of the Man Warrior King podcast. I want to thank you for joining me today, and I want to tell you right now that no matter where you are, no matter what it is that you're going through, you are okay. You are okay. To be honest with you, I had a bit of a rough week, a hiccupy kind of a week, on a few different fronts. And one of those fronts is just, it has to do with just my own personal growth, my own personal emotional, mental, spiritual growth. As I'm leading this thing, Man Warrior King, I'm not leading from a place of having arrived completely. I'm not leading from a place of having it all figured out, buttoned up nice and tight, wrapped and put a bow on top of it, and there, I'm done on my journey, so now I can turn around and help everybody else on theirs. I'm leading this thing from a place of being on the path, of being on the trail, and I see in the distance a land that God has said is mine. I see in the distance a certain type of living, a certain type of experience that Jesus says is mine to have, and I'm going after it. And as I'm on that trail, no matter how much I like to think that I am finally getting it all right, I realize that I fall, I trip on roots, I trip on boulders, whatever, and I get gashes in my knees. I bang my head on the rocks as I go down. But I'm running. And I'm going. And it's difficult at times when I find myself in those places of thinking, all right, here I am. I've gotten there. I've finally overcome this one, I don't know, emotional, mental stronghold that had been dogging me for years, and now I can get past it, and then I have a week where stuff like that rears up again, and it can totally mess with my head. I don't know if what I'm saying resonates with any of you. I imagine that it does. Do you find yourself on this kind of treadmill, maybe hamster wheel, of trying to grow, where you know that you have these different patterns in your life that you want to be done with, And they can be as serious and intense as some kind of addiction, or they can be more subtle, like a surge of anger every now and then, or you notice your emotionally, you're starting to just feel down and you can't get it to stop. Or you're starting to feel needy or unfulfilled at home and you can't quite get it to stop no matter how hard you tried. You find yourself there. I imagine you often do, or you sometimes do. The question is, what do you do when you are there? What do you do when you find that you have stumbled on this trail that you've been running on after this promise of a better existence that Jesus has made to you? What do you do when you stumble there? Now, I don't think this is a difficult theological point. But 1 John says, if anybody sins... I don't think that we are destined and bound to keep on sinning and to keep on repeating old fleshly patterns. I know you have Romans 7 where Paul says, man, the things that I want to do, I just don't. And the things that I don't want to do, I do. I know that we have that there. But I also know that the blood of Jesus, the work of the Holy Spirit, is powerful to literally set us free from things that we had been bound to, whether that is addiction or just broken emotional patterns, broken relational patterns, broken mindsets. It's not that we get saved and we get this free pass for later, but we're stuck where we are until then. That's not it at all. We get transformed. All right? And, excuse me. 1 John chapter 2 says, my little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone sins, then we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So, I believe it's possible for you and I to enter into more and more of this life where sin fades more and more. And in fact, right now, you and I are called not to even focus on the sin or not sinning. You and I are called to live with our consciousness being rooted in love, the love that the Father has for you and me as His sons. Okay, so I believe that. However, if we sin, then we have an advocate with the Father who is Jesus Christ, the righteous. So I am speaking right now, understanding that many of us find ourselves stumbling on our path. And the question is, what do you do when you do that? What do you do when you have a week where you feel like you just got fed to the dogs and you were not on your game? You are not living in victory. You are not living in power. You are not living in confidence. Things shook up at home. Things shook up in your mind. And now here you are both trying to get out of just that trap of whatever the week held for you. And you're trying to reconcile all of this with the power and presence of Jesus. And you're trying to figure out how to view yourself. So you have the circumstance, you have God, and you have yourself. All of these things you're having to reckon with right now. And I'm not concerned at the moment about how to get out of the circumstance, because I'm convinced that getting out of the circumstance happens a lot more easily and almost by default if you can have your view of God and your view of yourself on track during times like this. What you may often find yourself doing is accusing yourself and God when you fall. And that has to stop if you're going to find progress in life and if you're going to find true victory. What does that look like? So when you have a rough week and you feel like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I blew it. I can't believe I was acting that way for 3 or 4 days in a row. I can't believe I was acting that way for 2 weeks at a time. I can't believe I fell back into my old patterns of whiny emotional neediness. I can't believe I fell back into my old patterns of anger and exploding at this or that person. I've lost so much progress. Do you relate with those thoughts? And the temptation is to punish ourselves and to keep on telling ourselves, oh gosh, I blew it again, and to keep ourselves in a doghouse and to make sure actually the people close to us know it, because we don't want them to think that we're just going and giving ourselves a free ride and letting ourselves off the hook and getting back up on the horse and just going like nothing ever happened. They've got to see that we are serious, that we are punishing ourselves, that we feel bad. You know, what I used to do was walk around for days with my head hung low until my wife would fill me up again, until she would somehow affirm me and let me know that everything was okay. Maybe not explicitly, but maybe by her behavior, like just implicitly. And I would be down and not myself until I felt affirmed again. I was punishing myself, which is actually, I'm sorry to say, prideful. Because it says that the forgiveness of Jesus is not good enough to set me free. So I keep myself bound, which is both prideful and stupid. Who wants to live bound by choice? So we start to think these things, that I'm never going to get better. I have blown it again. I am disqualified from whatever I was going after in life because I have blown it. And God must only want me if I can get my act together. How can I go and do X, Y, or Z with a clear conscience if I know that I've just been struggling? We think that way. We think that we have to have ourselves all wrapped up nice and tight and neatly in order to be of much good in the world. And I'm telling you, if you open anywhere in your Bible, you'll see that that's not true. You don't have to be perfect. And if you are going after perfect, then you are in a religious system that is going to kill you. All you have to be is open, sincere. All you have to be is willing. Willing to get up again. Willing to keep going. And it can be so difficult, especially for me, doing this podcast, all right? It can be difficult for me to do that and feel like I just came off a rough week where I wasn't experiencing victory. It can feel like a hypocrite. I can feel like just making it up in a fake. It can feel inauthentic. But my counselor told me once, Matt, authenticity is not when you live in congruence with how you feel from moment to moment. So if you're feeling in victory and you're living in victory and you are conducting yourself in that way, that's not being congruent. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling defeated, if you're feeling like a screw up, and so you live as a screw up and you behave as one, that's not being congruent either. Congruence, Matt, is when you live in alignment with your identity and everything that's entailed in that. So you can feel, sir, I'm talking to you now, you can feel like, excuse me, I apologize. You can feel like you're on top of the world, or you can feel at the bottom of the trash heap. And either way, your calling, your duty, your path as a man is to live according to your identity. And so sometimes that requires a choice, and a difficult choice, where you are laying in the mud and the blood from having just stumbled on the pathway, and you feel like you aren't worth getting up again. You feel unable to get up again and keep going. You feel like staying there and heaping punishment on yourself. But you make the choice to muster your strength in your arms, and you plant your hands down into the puddles of mud, and you push. You push your chest and your face up out of it. And then you gather the strength in your legs, and you bring your knees up under you, and you're on all fours, and your head's hanging, but you're up. And you get one foot planted in the mud under you, and you push up, and you get the other one planted under you, and eventually you are on your feet, and you stand up again, and you go, because your identity is a son of God on a path towards the promised land, having already inherited promises and having already been in the promised land, but you are moving further in and further up. And you do not settle for anything at any time, no matter how you feel. If we are going to do this thing, gentlemen, then we have got to live according to our choices that are made based on the truth of God and the power of the Spirit. And we have got to live no longer driven and limited by our feelings. We want to believe our feelings, but they lie sometimes. So true authenticity as a man is never giving up and always going forward. And part of that is the mental game, where you stop accusing yourself and saying, oh gosh, I blew it again. And instead you say, Jesus, I thank you that once again, you have set me free. Once again, your blood has shown itself strong and powerful. Because when I should be defeated and out for the count, I am not. Because you have made me clean. And so there might be people who are upset with me. I might be upset with myself. But I'm telling you, Jesus, I am rooting myself in you, and you have nothing against me. You have nothing against me. And you punish me none. So I get to get up and walk forward as if nothing ever happened. Because you treat me like nothing ever happened. You can do this, gentlemen. When you fall, when you stumble, you can get up. It's a weak man. It's a wimpy man who stays on the ground, feeling guilty and ashamed. That's of Satan, that's of hell. There is therefore, Romans 8, after Paul says all these things about the things I want to do, I don't, and the things that I don't want to do, I do. The very next chapter says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is none. And so other people might heap it at you, but it doesn't matter. You might heap it at yourself, but you got to stop, because it doesn't matter either. There is no condemnation for you. You get up and you confess, you declare, I'm a son of God. My identity is a man who is powerful, loved. I am like my Father. I bear his image. And the Bible says God is love. So am I. I am love. and I may not have loved my family well this past week. I may not have loved my coworkers well. I may have lost whatever, lost it with somebody, but I am love. And God, I don't understand why I didn't show that, but it doesn't matter. This is what I believe. This is who I am. I've been given a spirit of power and love and a sound mind, not a spirit of fear, so I will not fear falling again. I will get up in power, in love, and soundness of mind. And I don't feel those things right now, but I don't care. I'm agreeing with them. You can do it. Hosea 6 says, "Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us that he may heal us. He has struck us down and he will bind us up. After 2 days he will revive us, and on the third day he will raise us up that we may live before him." Let us know. Let us press on to know the Lord. His going out is sure as the dawn. He will come to us as the showers, as the spring rains that water the earth. He will heal us. Guys, he will revive us. He will lift us up. He will do it. Next time, we're going to talk about the broken way that we see the Lord when we stumble. We're going to talk about the unhealthy ways that we view him and the accusation we lay on him. But today it was about you. How do you accuse yourself? And you've got to stop. I love you, gentlemen.
This is Matt Halleck signing off and thanking you again for being a part of the Man Warrior King community. If you want more, head over to manwarriorking.com. And please remember to take just a couple seconds to subscribe on iTunes and to leave a 5-star rating and a review so that more and more men can join us as we become awesome. You are a kingdom man. Go out, take more ground, push back darkness. Remember, you bring value into your home, your work, and your circle. You are not a taker, you are a giver. Abundance is your atmosphere.